and Davis. PJ, did you score any touchdowns in high school?
Yes, sir. I scored some touchdowns in high school.
What did you see on that play?
Oh, I just seen that it was a screen, and I seen that the ball was overthrew, and the ball fell right into my hands. I just took advantage of it.
It came right to you, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. It pretty much came right to my hands.
And, I mean, did you kind of see the gap on the left? And was it pretty easy to play the score on this thing, or what?
Oh, yes, sir. I just caught the ball. I seen the gap to the left, and I just tried to score a touchdown, sir.
Chris, the field goal block, what kind of energy did that give to the team?
I think it was a lot of energy. We had just turned the ball over, and I think it was big because it kept the game pretty close to a one possession game. So I think it was pretty big.
PJ, on 4th and 15, what was your route? Was it a
reroute?
Sure.
Oh. Sorry. Oh. I got you. It wasn't a reroute. Originally, it was a bend route. But I saw a hole in the middle of the field, and luckily me and Justin were on the same page that he threw it over there, and I just went and made the play.
Did you know it was coming your way on that play, or did you figure it could go either way?
Yes, I knew it was coming my way. Coach told me in the huddle just to go make a play, and that's what I did.
I think to that point you had one catch, is that right?
I couldn't even tell you.
I mean, it's funny because Coach Johnson was saying all throughout the week that, you and Dan were going to make some plays, and obviously you weren't getting it so far, but was it a little frustrating to not be able to contribute, or, I mean, must felt like, you want to do your job, but maybe you weren't getting chances?
I mean, of course you want to contribute, but, I think everybody's doing a good job of buying into the system, so, we don't get frustrated when we don't get the ball, but we just know when we do get the ball, we need to make a play.
Guys, I imagine on defense, shutting them down in the third quarter really gave the team that little extra to get back in the game.
Yes, it was real big. We was just talking about how we last game we didn't do as good in the second half, so we really tried to emphasize on this game of just coming out and doing a complete game. So that's what we try to do.
And this week during practice, Coach Roof really focused a lot on screening, like just going hard, focusing, playing the whole game.
Chris, did you feel like the team tackled better in the second half? It appeared like it did to me.
I think so. I think we bend a little bit, but we didn't break. So, sometimes that happens, missed tackles, but, you just got to go out there and expect to make a play, expect the ball to come your way every time. So,
how close were you on the fumble?
I was real close. I mean, I was the guy that made the skirt out, because when I saw it loose, I initially was about to go try to just, dive on it from the side, but not look, and they had a player that was real close to it, too. So I just tried to get to it for him, and I end up down on it and making the skirt out, and yeah.
So when you see the quarterback pick up the ball and run into the end zone,
it was real frustrating because I feel like I could have really made a play to get the team off the field, and I kind of felt like I let the team down a little bit on that play. So, and then they did a pretty good job just keeping me up, It's over with now, so we're just going to the next, and that's what we really did. Just let it go and just try to make a play at the next drive.
It seemed like you were able to get some pretty clean looks coming off the edge on the football throughout the game.
Yeah, we did. We actually tried to block it from both sides, but me and Coach talked about it on the sideline, and we saw where the right side might be a better chance of blocking it than the left side. So we just started going from that and keying from the right side and just happened to get there.
Does getting a couple days off help you guys physically?
Physically and mentally.
Yes, sir.
it's a good job coming in here, getting the win. And so with Coach giving us a couple days off, I think it'll be good for everybody.
Chris, did you guys think that the throw was hitting everything in the first half? But just from what coaches had said, or maybe from what you guys were saying, did you feel like you were going to get some chances maybe to get some interceptions as the game went on?
We did. Well, we just got to buy in whatever Coach is called. So, maybe it's whatever he calls, we just go out there and try to execute the best we can and make a play. sometimes that happens, sometimes it don't. But, you know, just gotta, it's gonna always be another down. So we just gotta go out there and keep fighting.
What was it like watching that
4th and 15
fight in the
time? Oh, it was big. I mean, I'm always a fan of offense, so I get real excited when they're scoring. So, and that was real big. He made a real good play to, you know, kind of help us win the game.
Were you nervous?
I was nervous, but I mean, I was on the field, so it was kind of, it's kind of a little different for me just watching from the sideline.
All right. Thanks, fellas. Last two interviews, DJ White and the Barry Jaffer, Zach Wiskey.